Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I want to talk about how the rules of prospecting have changed. This is something we've talked about over the years, but it's something I want to remind you about. These are very important things to realize, because since 1993, control of the three major elements of your customer relationships, the product, the information, and the buying decision, those three things, which haven't changed for all these years, but those have shifted. The control of those three have shifted from you having more control as a business to your customer having more control. And by definition, this is a biblical proportion paradigm shift from the original 10,000-year-old age of the seller, where you and I had control, to the new age of the customer, where customers got control. This shift has created a lot of disruptions across the marketplace, but none more than the discipline of professional selling. More specifically, the element that has been disrupted most is business-to-business prospecting, where your business is trying to do business with other business and deal with those decision makers. So if your sales effort isn't getting the job done, if your people aren't getting enough sales, it's probably not because your sales team isn't working hard enough or has forgotten how to close. It's the process that has not been disrupted. Now think about this. Your salespeople have been doing great all these years. All of a sudden they're not. What do you think is going on? Well, it's because the rules of prospecting has been turned upside down. So let's talk about that. Here are four facets of the shift that I'm talking about. Number one, the era of buyers accepting prospecting cold calls is over. I hope you know that by now. If you think about it, you'll realize I'm right. Cold calling is a fool's errand. Cold calling was never high percentage. But in the age of the seller, it's a fool's errand, cold calling. Number two, after 10,000 years of needing a salesperson to provide critical information to make an informed decision, buyers, your decision makers, are acquiring much of that information on their own online. I used to be my customer's internet. They needed me to come by. They don't need that anymore. Number three, prospects are now self-qualifying themselves. Write this down, folks. This is the scary part. Prospects are now self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you. In the age of the seller, a prospect might have considered a dozen vendors, but in the new age, that number might be as few as two, maybe even one. So think about that. And here's number four. It's the cold sweat, scary part of this new reality. Vendors are being ruled in or out before they know the prospect even exists. Think about that. You're being ruled in or out by prospects that you don't even know. And they're ruling you out. They're throwing you to the curb before you ever have a chance to show up and make your pitch. That's where, now talk about losing control. If that doesn't make you break out in a cold sweat, I don't know what would. So, prospects like this new empowerment. They love it because it saves time, it contributes to their decision-making journey, and reduces contact with uncompetitive and therefore irrelevant vendors. They don't have to wait for you to show up to decide whether you're irrelevant to them. They're doing it before you open your mouth. Consequently, getting in front of a prospect for the first time, which was once easy, relatively easy and almost automatic, now requires more time, effort, and strategy to address the what I'm calling the new rules of prospecting. Here are seven of them. Number one, prospects require a demonstration of some level of relevance before they will grant you an introductory meeting, let alone a sales call. You have to show your prospects that you are relevant to them on some level, and they get to decide what that level is. But you've got to be relevant to them. Otherwise, they're not going to let you in. Number two, research isn't complete until you've discovered how to be relevant to that individual prospect. You can't rush this step. The prospect decides what's relevant, and you've got to do the research. It could take a day. It could take 6 months. It could take longer. Number three, now, of course, as you know, most B2B sales have a longer sales cycle. So this is something that you probably got time to do if you do it right. Number three, networking, in person and online, like with LinkedIn, right? It's non-negotiable. Networking is non-negotiable. You must become a professional networker. Number four, prospect development and nurturing must be practiced with patience and a dialed-down sense of urgency. A dialed-down sense of urgency. Desperate salespeople conduct desperate prospecting, which not only doesn't work, it burns bridges. Number five, since prospecting now presume the vendor they choose will be competitive, don't lead any element of your price, product, service, value proposition. Don't lead with that. You can't lead with your price or your product or your value because they already know you're going to be competitive if they do business with you. That won't get you through the door. Number six, don't be afraid to demonstrate your corporate values. Today, what your company stands for is a major relevance factor. Remember that. This is different. Number seven, contribute first, contract second. That, my friends, is the holy grail of relevance. People want to do business with people that they think are relevant to them, and one of the ways that relevance, one of the main relevance factors is if you can help them before you sell them. Even the best salesperson, who still need every classic selling skill to close the sale, is useless if he or she can't get in front, face-to-face, with a prospect before qualifying decisions have been made. Companies that expect to meet new sales goals, you've got to put more emphasis on training, equipping, budgeting, and measuring prospect skills. Perhaps for the first time ever, you might want to consider breaking out prospect and performance as an element of overall compensation. How about that? Separate it. Compensate for prospecting. Remember, you can't close them if you never get to talk to them. So here's my last question. What age is your sales organization prospecting in? The age of the seller or the age of the customer?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.